Welcome to the 17th episode of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by me, State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. And our show covers local and statewide issues of interest to the residents of the 28th Senatorial District in New York County. And today, I'm so very pleased to be joined by State Senator Judy Ward, who serves as the Senator for the 30th District, covering Blair, Fulton, Cumberland, Franklin, and Huntington counties. Senator Judy Ward, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So Senator Judy Ward and I, along with Senator Michelle Brooks from Mercer County in the western part of the state, are working together on a bill to ban the state and any local government entity from requiring vaccine passports. By way of background, vaccine passports are tools used to show proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. The state of New York created a vaccine passport program to the tune of $2.5 million. Judy, can you give us an idea of how these passports are used?
Sure. So it's a QR code that you can scan and you put in your information, and they use that to allow entrance into sporting events, into concerts, and all sorts of things. And, you know, we believe very wholeheartedly that that's not the government's role at all in doing this. So, and it also violates HIPAA regulations on personal health information. So this is something we've all teamed up on and we feel very strongly about. And it's great to kind of get the word out on this and why we feel that it violates, you know, our personal freedoms.
Well, based on past experience over the last year, we've seen ideas from New York trickled south and wind up being implemented here in Pennsylvania. And I think we want anyone who wants to get a vaccine to have access to get the vaccine. But as you said, a statewide requirement is really a bridge too far for us and for many of our constituents. And that's why we've introduced Senate Bill 618. So, Senator Ward, can you quickly walk our listeners through what this bill would do?
Yeah, so it just prohibits our governor or our government from requiring this as an entrance into any sort of facility, as far as a sporting event, a concert, any of those things, because we value people's personal freedoms, and that is just so important. In fact, New York, you mentioned their program, they've dubbed it Excelsior Pass. So they've got a name for it, and State of California does as well, and this is something that it is a bridge too far. That's a perfect description of it, just a bridge too far. And there's a lot of reasons why someone may not want a vaccine. It could be a personal health issue. It could be a religious issue. And it can be their personal choice. And so, you know, we just can't be forcing vaccines on people and denying them their God-given freedoms.
I think it's important to note that we are still working with our vulnerable population. Just last episode on this program, we had Senator Aument, and what we heard from him was that, you know, they are really doing a great job at increasing collaboration on the COVID-19 vaccine task force and have turned Pennsylvania around from being at the bottom 10 of states across the nation to today being in the top 10 with regard to distribution of the vaccine. And I think we've seen that in large part because of this increased collaboration between lawmakers and the administration. You know, during our Senate appropriations hearings, the acting Secretary of Health said that she had no plans to require vaccine passports statewide. I think that's a good thing. And I think our bill really ensures that this never becomes a reality should the governor change his mind, which we have seen that happen previously, and he seems prone to do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Senator Ward, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with listeners?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, in this, I think this kind of tells it all. I got a thank you note for our co-sponsorship memo, and it says, I'm going to read it here just quickly, a quick paragraph. It says, we would like to thank you for boldly taking a stand against COVID vaccine passports. We wholeheartedly agree that the concept of requiring people to be vaccinated in order to be active members of society is a violation of human rights. We applaud your brave efforts and want you to know we support your mission to preserve freedom. And this says it better than I could ever say it. So,
well, thank you, Senator Ward. Our time, unfortunately, is up, but I would like to thank my guest, colleague, and friend, Senator Judy Ward, for joining us today for a quick update on our legislation. Senator Ward, where can our listeners find you online?
Sure. So SenatorJudyWard.com is my website. Facebook is at Sen Judy Ward, and Twitter at Senator J Ward. So I welcome anybody's comments and thoughts.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for tuning in. I'm State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.